Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, we're back here on Friday. You know, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon. Eastern time, 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And a little bit late this morning. Sorry about that. Just that's the way it is. My middle name is late. I have my great associate with me today, who's a very learned gentleman, and he's a terrific fellow. And, that is you, right?
Yes, good afternoon.
Gentleman I'm talking about, his name is Eves. Like an eavesdropper? That's his name, Eves.
Of course.
In case you
don't
know how to
say it. I'm always listening. Good afternoon, everyone.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, we're going to be talking a lot about the pandemic, but not on this particular show. Listen to this, folks. And with regard to being healthy, let me tell you what happened to our society. By the way, I want to tell you that I'm older than anyone listening to this show, for sure. I know that, okay? And I don't take any prescription medication. I don't even have to take an aspirin. I feel good all the time. That's not bad, right?
No, not at all.
And at the same token, I am motivated by trying to help people and by trying to get the practice of medicine to make a turnaround. You know what's wrong with it? Oh, by the way, folks, let me tell you why I know what I'm talking about. I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a vet of the U.S. Air Force, which has no bearing on the case right now. But the point is that I know what I'm talking about. I have studied for years and years, and I still study. And anything that comes along, now we're going through this pandemic and it's a terrible thing. And if you know that about 30, maybe more than 63% of the private medical practices in the country are closed. They have closed down because they can't. People can't come out. They're afraid to come out because of the pandemic, so forth and so on. The medical centers can't pay their bills. And on and on and on. So with all that being said, let's listen to this. If you really want to be healthy, I'm going to tell you. Eves, you already know that because you're a healthy looking guy. For 105 years.
Following your steps.
Yeah, he's following my steps. For Eves, 105, I'm 110 in the shade. Anyhow. Don't mind me, folks. It's a mild attempt at making something funny. And I want to tell you that it's not that difficult to really be healthy, stay healthy, never get a cold, never get anything going wrong with you, never get any chronic diseases. And like I said before, I'm older than all of you, any of you listening to the show. How do I know that I'm older than everybody? Because anybody that is my age doesn't bother to listen to this kind of a show. They already made the grade, or whatever it is. So the thing is that, but way back, you know. By the way, when I was a child growing up, there was hardly anybody had any kind of cancer. Cancer was like almost like an unheard word. And my father was a pharmacist. That's why I went to pharmacy school, and I actually grew up in my dad's old time pharmacy. Old time drugstore, you might say. That's what in those days we called it a drugstore. Now it's pharmacy. It was always a pharmacy, but it was always like they called it a drugstore. So the thing is this, and my dad was a super smart guy, and he taught me a lot of stuff. I was 10 years old learning the metric system, how to measure off the prescriptions and the powder. In those days, we made a lot of prescriptions. Now you just take it from one bottle, put it into another one. That's the way everything, you speed it up. The world is on speeding everything, right? Anyhow, believe it or not, well, look, there was hardly any cancer. We never hardly ever heard of cancer anywhere in the family. My mother used to talk on the phone. I'd be listening to her because I was a little kid, let's say, and found things interesting. And here's what happened. Right around the turn of the century, 1900, you know, the turn of the century. And there was a fellow that actually in 1903, by the way, my dad was born in 1903. He's still living. He's 113, I think. So anyhow, what was I saying? I got distracted. Okay. Around 1900, some guy came along and invented a machine. It was actually an engine. It was the internal combustion engine. The internal combustion engine, we couldn't live without, because that internal combustion engine was the first automobile, because some other guy came along and threw some wheels on it, and they had a car. It was one car in the entire world. That was it. They invented the car in 1903. Now we have millions of cars in every city, and guess what? All the emissions from that internal combustion engine. By the way, I don't like that electric car that just came out. I'm not going to mention the name. I'm not going to promote it. But there's an electric car. The good part about that is there's no more emissions from the internal combustion engine. If the pretty soon, in let's say within this century, less than that, the automobile is going to become all electric. What happens is that the emissions from the internal combustion engine, those emissions create the state, set the stage for cancer, all different types of cancer. And that's where it actually started. So people running along the side of the road, you're driving, let's say, to the bridge over there, depending upon where you're living, and you see people running on the side of the road and the exercise, and if it's by the thing, whatever that is over there. It's some kind of a, next to the Cross Island, is some kind of a lake. Not a lake, it's a body of water. People are exercising over that. Meantime, all these, there's only 20, 30 feet away from the traffic, all these cars and stuff. And all those emissions are coming on to them. They're exercising, they think they're really good. But when I exercise, I'm not near any kind of a engine or anything, emissions like that. By the way, I'm now doing these. I do about every other day. I don't do it every day. I do 3 sets of push-ups. And I do 90 in a set, 90 push-ups in a set. Pretty good, right?
Very good.
Now, if I really push myself, I could probably do 100, but I don't want to do that yet. Here's the thing. Everybody's got cancer, almost, not everybody, but there's millions and millions of cancer, and it all starts because of the emissions from the automobiles. And also, just the main thing about our program that we do, and Eve, by the way, folks, whoever's listening to the show, Eve's and I, and Eve's name is Y-B-E-S, Eve's Andre Pia.
All right.
Who's a distinguished gentleman from Haiti. And if he had stayed there, he'd probably be running the island now. However, he decided he wanted to come to the mainland. Yeah. Right?
Yes, I did.
So the thing is, we as humans, we need to drink water. And by the way, the earth and the human being, you know, the human being, folks, is 85% water. 85% water. The cells of our body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is really water. Unfortunately, the water in the world, not just one town or city, water worldwide is contaminated. Contaminated because it all started way back before, before the internal combustion engine. There were all kinds of other things in the 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th, 9th century, when they were doing forging, and the forging, F-O-R-G-I-N-G, not forging, but not stealing anything, forging steel and iron ore in blast furnaces, little ones, and they got bigger, bigger. Also, other kinds of emissions from that. So by the industrialization of the world started all these secondary issues. So the way to really be healthy and as healthy as I am, and Eve is also second runner-up. He's a very healthy gentleman, and he has a work schedule that's like unbelievable. So we're not going to go into it because you're not going to believe it. And look at him. He's a good-looking man. He's a healthy guy, and he's terrific. Very nice smile. And we're good friends. We're really good friends because of the fact that we care about people. That's why we're in this business. We happen to be in the water business. I was in Japan, in Tokyo, about probably 25 years ago, 23 years ago. And I was at a medical convention. I only wanted to see how Tokyo looked because years ago when I was in the Air Force, I was in Tokyo for a while, not a long time, but things are still not rebuilt yet, even from the Second World War. A lot of stuff wasn't even rebuilt. There was destruction still. So I was really interested in looking around, and that's why I went to this three-day convention. I'm walking through the lobby of the hotel, and a Japanese gentleman came up to me and said, "Dr. Barton?" "Yes." And I'm speeding up the story a little bit. He said, "How do you know me?" And he picked up a Tokyo newspaper, and my picture is right on the front of it. It's all in Japanese. He said, "Wait a minute. I didn't rob a bank or anything like that. But how can my picture..." He says, no, it all says here, the fact that you have this amazing water, that you people come to Miami just to be able to get this treatment that you do with the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which we started out because the more oxygen you can pump into the lungs and into the cells of the body, the more the healthier the body is going to be with pure oxygen. We also had then the water. And he took me over. He taught me to going over to Osaka, Japan, which was the other side of Japan. We flew over in a small plane, went to a small factory building, putting together. We don't have the time on this show today. I've just been talking about. I'm so excited that he was able to join me today. That I've been talking too much about things that may not be that important. However, this Japanese technology in 1972. Way back then, a Japanese gentleman found a way to take regular water from a faucet, from a stream, from a river, anywhere, and put it through a system of ionization and electrolysis. Now, we don't have the time to go into all kinds of explanation about ionization or electrolysis, but what it did was it makes water into pure water. So we can actually... and now if you drink only that type of water, then you can avoid all kinds of other problems, because water generally is all ruined, mainly from fracking, fracking. Fracking is a method by the petroleum industry where they break through the earth's crust with big earth loggers and so forth, looking for petroleum deposits. So we don't have the time to go into more detail about that. But the fact is that all water, the reservoirs, reservoir water, and all water is actually contaminated. So the only way to get pure water is to be able to drink water that's gone through ionization and electrolysis. Now, there are different companies that actually do that, produce that type of little machine that stands on the kitchen counter. It's a little bit bigger than a toaster. And but it hooks right into the tap water in the sink, and it actually takes the water through this apparatus, and it makes it into pure water. So remember I said before, the water, the human body is 85% water. So therefore, the way to be healthy, I want to talk about a couple of other things as soon as we can. But what you need to do is restart your life. What do you mean restart your life? Well, longevity is increasing. Did you know that is? People are living longer.
No, I've noticed that.
They're living longer, sicker.
And sicker, well, of course.
Longer, sicker. So that's why, and it's cancer. Besides cancer, there's all kinds. Now, there's a lot of fractures, more so than ever before, especially women. Fracturing their head, fracturing their leg, their knees. All kinds of fractures going on. Because of the fact that the culprit behind all that is Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola companies. Because to make that dark color in the soda, they use phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. Actually, literally robs the bones of minerals. The bones get weakened and fractures occur. So the thing is that number one, I don't drink any Pepsi Cola. I don't drink soda at all, period. And when I found out about this years ago, I didn't drink a lot of soda, but I used to drink like Pepsi or Coke here or there, and I don't drink any of it. If I go to a bar, which I do on occasion, let's say on vacation or something, and you order a rum and Coke, I don't order a rum and Coke. I forgot what else is something else I order, but not Coca-Cola. So if you really want to be healthy, you need to start to drink what's called Kangen water, Kangen. In Japanese, it means, what does it mean?
Back to origin.
Back to origin, Kangen water. Thank you, Reese. So we got, if we were born trillions and when creativity, when creation occurred, everything was pure. Miami Beach, I've been to a lot of beaches in this world, and I love the beach, but my favorite beach is still Miami Beach. It's still the most beautiful of all beaches, and the sand and the way the palm trees are, and the palm fronds and the blue greenish of the water. It's beautiful, but it's contaminated just like every other beach and every other part of the world in which we live. So how do we get around that? Well, we're 85% water. We need to drink Kangen water. The machine that they sell, by the way, I want to talk to you about that. The machine, basically, there's different size machines, but the one that you really want to have is about
$3,000. $3,900.
So it's almost $4,000. But there are companies that actually do financing at very good terms, so it's easy to get the machine. And I happen to have, three machines. I have more than one residence, and I bought machines also for each daughter. I have three daughters. So, folks, whoever's listening to the show, the bottom line of being healthy is water. So that's simple to start that. Whoever talks to you, or whoever tells you, whatever it may be, it all has to do with water. Okay? And I've been drinking only Kangen water the past 20 years. Okay? Like I said, what fracking, it's hydraulic fracturing of the earth. You know, there's a huge tomato, the largest tomato growers in the country is called Heirloom Tomatoes. It's in a section of Pennsylvania. Did you know about that?
No.
And this farmer has, I don't know how many, 5,000, 10,000 acres of land with all these heirloom tomatoes, and ship them out all over the country and all over the world. And the fracking that was being started to be done in Pennsylvania, the fracking actually destroyed all their crops because they were, you know, using, it released all these chemicals into the water. So that's just one simple example. But all the reservoirs that you think are good, and the sign says pure water reservoir, whatever it says, they're all contaminated. The only way to drink pure water, folks, you have to buy a Kangen water machine. So what you do is, there are companies around, remind me, I want to talk to you about one, for about $125 or maybe a little bit more now a month, you can actually pay off a $4,000 machine. Credit doesn't matter. You can pay it off and everybody can have the water. But when you have it, you want to be able to share it, so forth and so on. Moving right along, let's talk a little bit about prescription medication in a few minutes after. And I said before that I was a pharmacist, and we do. There's no doubt about the fact that we need prescription medication. But you know what? When I was a kid, in my dad's drugstore, of course the population in the world wasn't what it is now, and every city in the country, even in every town and every hamlet, is the population is huge. So the thing is that people are so dependent upon prescription medication, and which I told you a little bit before about Dasani water, which is another brand. They still sell it in England, but they don't. It's banned in in the United States because it has a it has a cancer-causing chemical in it, Dasani water. They sell it in England. By the way, I sent you one of these pandemics, didn't I?
Yeah, I got it.
I'll go over with you. So, folks, as you know, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and it's a 30-minute show. We do the best we can. We get a little bit of a late start, so let me go back and tell you how important, just because they talk about prescriptions and say, you know, you shouldn't take them, well, you've got to take them to get to the next stage, or whatever. But the thing is this, that I started to say before about fractures, people getting more and more fractures, especially women, and it occurs because of the when people are taking when the fractures, people get fractures because the phosphoric acid, as I mentioned before, the phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So it weakens the bones. And that's what happens because phosphoric acid is put into the sodas to give them that dark color. So you see how it's sort of like comes around, what goes around comes around, or whatever it is that the saying goes. So the thing is that if you really want to be healthy, don't drink soda. Drink fruit juices. There's a million different type of juices and everything. And in the few minutes that we have left, I want to tell you about a couple of other things which has to do with prescription medication. And, when I was growing up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, which I mentioned before, he would do maybe there were 6 or 7 or 10 prescriptions a day. Now you go into the average pharmacy, CVS or what's the other one? He uses a whole bunch of
Walgreens
and so forth. And you go into the prescription department in the back of the store, wherever it is, and you see little white bags with names on it. They go through 1,000 in each one of these stores. Let's say 1,000 prescriptions a day, or even if it's 500. Okay? Those are all people taking those little white bags. Guess who does not buy even one of those little white bags? If they knew I was a doctor, they'd give me complimentary. I would never touch any of that stuff. And I'm older than everybody. Okay? But I'm not going to take into my body what's deleterious or harmful. So getting back to how to be healthy, start with water. And let me tell you, the pharmaceutical companies and drug companies, it's not all that they're bad people or anything like that. Matter of fact, guess what? Let's turn the calendar back to 1922. Anybody that was diabetic in around that year, only have a minute left, they put them in a ward because they were going to die anyhow, because of the fact they didn't have enough insulin produced by their pancreas. So therefore, one of the drug companies actually was able to produce. Eli Lilly. They produced a synthetic insulin. And when people start to get those injections, they would live with diabetes. So, folks, next week we've got 60 minutes left. In that time, let's say a special prayer for all these crazy people that are running around different parts of the world, killing, torturing, and doing all kinds of horrible things to people, and whatever it may be. So let's say a special prayer that they're going to wake up one morning and see the light and understand you got to take care of the next person. You don't want to harm them. You don't want to shoot them. You don't want to kill them. You don't need to be a ruler, a dictator, or whatever it is. So that's it. My right is people should say a special prayer. Go ahead, fast.
Yes. As the saying goes, you should never leave your fellow man on the side of the road.
That's a good lesson like that. Okay, so folks, I know all my Latin friends back home. I mean, 10 seconds, I know what they're saying is, Disfrute de semana. So enjoy the week. And
bon weekend. Comme on dit en français, bon weekend.
Okay.
Bon weekend.
Okay, folks. Next week. Adios.
Bye.